What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Toasty Podcast. I am so glad to be back right in front of y'all's beautiful faces. I have not been able to do video for quite some time. I've been doing audio only for our Kickstarter back into 2022. Look, guys, the truth is I just needed a break. I needed a break from all of the just the atmosphere that I was surrounding myself with. I need to get out of the echo chamber, as they may call it, that you surround yourself with. You know, a lot of times you need balance in your life, and in order to get that, you have to engage culture. I don't want to end up like another Ben Shapiro, so that is why I had to take a step back. And I'm going to admit that right now, that I made some mistakes. I said some wrong things. Maybe I shouldn't have. It actually has nothing to do with anyone complaining about anything I've said. To be honest, it just has to do with me being introspective. With all of that said, though, we need to get freaking toasty here. That's the whole point, right? So today we're going to talk about Ukraine, a few updates on that, and I'm also going to bring up something that I'm surprised about, but also not so surprised about, I guess. I mean, it's something that is not really on the headlines, like no one's really seeing this stuff happen, but it is happening. There's a reason the truckers are actually having a convoy in America, which I didn't realize at all. Stay tuned for that, guys. This is going to be awesome. This is going to be a good episode, and it's a quick little segment that I like to do by myself. Matt will be back on Thursday. In the meantime, let's get freaking toasty. So as you guys can see, I have a new setup behind me, not really much going on, just a normal black backdrop, a little dark blue, but whatever. I've changed it up a little bit. It's not like the studio you guys have seen before. It's a little bit different. It may change again. I don't know, dude, but right now we're going with this. So let's continue like I normally do. Let's get it done, man, with some freaking articles. This one's from Reuters. I don't really know how people want to pronounce that. Anyway, Ukraine's president seeks international trade embargo on Russia. Now, here's the thing. That's the headline, but I can tell you a little bit of background. Zelensky has wanted help from other countries in this war that they're in. I don't know what to think, if I agree or not. Look, there's a lot of propaganda surrounding this current situation that we're in, or we're not in, that they're in. And, you know, it's hard for me to determine whether or not we should just be all about it, if that makes sense. We went from 1 second talking about COVID and how it was the death of humanity to it's gone, like, very quickly. And all of the mainstream media now is on kind of the same, like, narrative. And I hate saying that word. They're on the same, what else would you use? Story, whatever. Everyone says freaking narrative. It's annoying, honestly. They're on the same story. They're all saying the same thing. Like, hey, you know what? We need to help Ukraine, Russia. Just all of a sudden, this is what they say. All of a sudden, you know, a month has gone by and they're invading Ukraine. Well, here's the deal. Like, there's a lot of relationships that we don't know about, foreign relationships between Ukraine and Russia. Actually, that we do know about, honestly. And Russia has said time and time again, and I say Russia has said, meaning Putin has said time and time again that, you know, he doesn't want to see this happen. He doesn't want to see Ukraine join NATO. That's what he doesn't want to happen. He said that numerous times. He said that was his red line because apparently Ukraine's so important. Even though there are a few other countries that border him that are with NATO, I guess Ukraine's the most important one. With all that said, he doesn't want them to join. And if they do join or they talk about it, we're done, right? Well, the talks happened. The talks were happening. Like in 2008 with Georgia, Russia is exactly the same now. So it's not anything that we didn't see coming, in my opinion. So when the media portrays it as something that's just like, just brand new, it annoys me. And it actually should raise red flags to you guys whenever you see the media talk about the exact same story. When Fox News and CNN talk about the same story on the same night on primetime, there's something bigger going on. And you know what? I've never been a guy that's like Fox News all the way, ever. I'm not about any of them. That's not what I'm here for. That's not the point of me doing this freaking podcast. I want you guys to see some things that happen today. behind the scenes, maybe. Maybe you don't have time to look at all these articles or look to do some research or whatever. I don't care. That's what I'm here for. But here's something we're going to find that's not going to be good. That headline that I just read off for Zelensky seeking help, he does seek help and he wants freaking embargoes and trade things happening to Russia, which we're doing that. The issue that could come to fruition if we keep doing that type of thing and coming to Ukraine's aid is that Russia might get obviously annoyed with that. And he might and Putin might think that we're going to go further, that we're going to do more than just those sanctions. Or, you know, the flip side, the positive thinking here is that China might, it might deter China from Taiwan because they see how much trouble Russia's having with Ukraine. I mean, that is one thing that I've heard on, like I listened to All In podcast, and I think David Sacks mentioned that. That's a good point by him. He, you know, was saying that, you know, this could easily deter China from doing that. And I don't think it was David Sacks. It was actually Jay Cal. So my bad if you guys listen to this. Sorry, All In podcast. But anyway, Ukrainian President Zelensky called on Monday for new international sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine, proposing a boycott of Russia oil and other Russian exports and a halt of exports to Russia. Now, here's the thing. Before this, we hadn't done anything to their oil. We were doing everything to everything else. We were just cutting off Russia in a way from everything else. Freaking Apple decided they're not going to sell products in Russia. And you guys heard that on the last podcast episode with Matt. I asked him, you know, if we're cutting off products, are they explaining why they're cutting off products to Russians? Like, do Russians actually know when they get on Apple.com that Russia is doing this thing and it's probably not the best thing in the world as far as war goes? And it's not all fun and games, and the media they see is probably also propaganda? Apple doesn't explain any of that. No, when you go to Apple's website, you go to buy a product, it says, currently not available for delivery, sorry. That's it. So where's the explanation? It's not there. So Russians have to seek it out. And sometimes when Russians seek out these things, there's potential for harm to happen because they're not in a state of freedom. This is all coming from me sitting behind a table telling you these things. But anyway, so when they decide to block oil, that's going to be a big deal, you would think. Now, I hear a lot of other people say, a lot of people on specifically social media, so take this with a grain of salt, we shouldn't be doing that because, you know, we can make our own oil and we can do all these things and ramp up our energy production, which all those things are pretty true to an extent. But no matter how you look at it, we're still cutting off oil from Russia. So, you know, there's still consequences that can happen from that. So I don't think it's a matter of just completely cutting off someone. Look, the more we alienate Russia, the more repercussions we may face or other countries may face. Repercussions, consequences, however you want to look at that. And, you know, we need to take a step back and think about those things. I've heard some people mention doing hey, we're going to reconvene on this NATO thing in 5 years with Ukraine. But the problem we face now is that I think Putin is in. He's in. He's all in. If he wasn't all in, he would just be like, I'm good. But he's already used the resources and spent the money and gone in, and he's not going to back down because of the type of leader that I would think he is, judging by how he's been in the past. He'll keep going just to do it. Even if he was losing, I think he would still go. For the principle of the matter, he seems like a very principled person. So I don't know if this definitely is not a time for us to come out and like show them our balls at all. I don't think America should even be close. I think we should be trying to touch Ukraine with a 10-foot pole, maybe longer. You know, like we need to try to stay out of this as much as possible, because as Matt has mentioned on my previous episodes of the podcast, if we involve ourselves, we are asking for bigger countries than Ukraine to also get involved, and bigger countries than Ukraine on Russia's side to also get involved, and potentially, depending on how Xi sees this, for China to get involved as well. So people, I know people want to jump to conclusions, and they're like, World War III, right? But this is why I said what I said last week on Facebook. If you guys follow me on Facebook, you know, I may have said this on Twitter too, I'm not really sure. But I just mentioned that, you know, it's, you guys need to chill out, relax. You know, the general public needs to relax because we have zero idea. Even the media actually needs to relax. We have zero idea what this thing means, you know, what any of this means, you know. And now a week later, here we are. Here we are. This could be a big escalation. It could also be a good, nice, slow de-escalation. Okay, and none of this is good. Like, I don't mean to say any of this is necessarily good. Like, obviously, war is bad. People are dying. It's not good at all. And, you know, I don't think the average American even knows what that might be like. That sounds just, it just seems, everything around looking at it sounds, hearing it, you know, it just, it sounds terrible. It sounds horrible. And, you know, my heart goes out to Ukrainians. My heart does not go out to Ukrainian governments. My heart does not go out to Russian governments. My heart doesn't go out to our government. My heart goes out to Ukrainian people that probably have no idea what's happening and why. Or the Russian people who have no idea why they're getting sent to war either. See, so I'm just trying to be, is it apathetic or empathetic? I'm trying to be empathetic, I think. I'm not an English major, so... Not going to happen. But after that happened, you'd think that you know, I'm talking all this talk about us cutting off oil and stuff. Well, guess what we did, you know? Or we're probably going to do, or it's very... supposedly, this is another Reuters thing. It's actually on Financial Post, but it's from Reuters. The Biden administration is willing to move ahead with a ban on Russian oil imports into the United States without the participation of allies in Europe. Two people familiar with the matter. See, that's phrase, two people familiar with the matter. Just people familiar with the matter. I don't really like it, so I don't really know how much of this is actually going to be true. But President Joe Biden is expected to hold a video conference call with the leaders of France, Germany, and the United Kingdom. And he may have already done this. This may actually be old news. This is 7 hours ago this was posted. So today, 7 hours ago. Today is Monday, March 7th. So if that gives you guys an idea of what's going on here. I do these things in the evenings, so. Anyway, he's expected to hold the video conference with France, Germany, and the United Kingdom on Monday as his administration continues to seek. The White House is also negotiating with congressional leaders who are working on fast-tracking legislation banning Russian imports, a move that is forcing the administration to work on an expedited timeline. Okay, meanwhile, we need to figure out how we're also going to ramp up our own energy production. It doesn't happen overnight. No way. No way, Jose. And I haven't seen, you know, any big news headlines on how we're planning to do that. You know, get an engineer involved and ask him how we're going to do this crap. I don't know. Whatever. Oil prices have soared to their highest levels since 2008 due to delays in the potential return of Iranian crude to global markets and as the United States and European allies consider banning Russian imports. You guys want to talk about gas prices and how high they are right now? And it's been going up because of inflation and job reports and employment and whatever, a lot of stuff, economy. It's been going up because of economy. That's all. I'm just going to make it very simple. Imagine what happens when we do this and cut our oil off from Russia and then also don't have a plan in place or a fast-track way to ramp up energy production for ourselves. Oil will just get higher because supply and demand. That's one thing I need you guys to keep in mind for the future, for the very near-term future. But what I got to bring this up again. Look, I've been saying, take a step back, look at everything, look at all the facts, and I'm going to say it again. Stop just rallying America. If media is watching this, it'd be great, but they're probably not, if mainstream media. Stop rallying average Americans to get behind this Ukraine-Russian war. You know, this whole pick a side thing just annoys the crap out of me. If we were in a similar position and let's say Canada was going to do something crazy or Mexico or whatever, you know, and let's say they're not in NATO and they're going to join NATO and we didn't want them to join NATO because they're a neighboring country that has a lot of potential as far as militarily. And so we tell NATO, hey, this is America, mind you, in this example, I'm literally just flipping the table for you guys so you guys can see what's going on. America says, that's our red line. That's what we don't want to happen. We, if you step over this line, you know, we're done-skis and we're going to do something about it. You know, it's literally the same move that I think Trump would have played in a similar stance, right? Biden probably wouldn't play that move, which is fine. It's just differences in foreign policy, and it can definitely lead to completely different outcomes, for sure. You know, I do get on the train that because Trump was in office, we probably didn't have all these issues happening with Russia and Ukraine. Because, mind you, Russia and Ukraine was still a topic. You know, it was still a thing then. It wasn't like it just suddenly appeared out of nowhere. Again, I'll reiterate that. Russia and Ukraine has been a thing for a long time. What, 20 years? I don't know. It's insane how long this has been going on, but they've stated time and time again that if you decide to do this and they join NATO, that's a big threat to Russia. So Putin, of course, would be like, nah, fam, I don't want that, you know? So what is he going to do? You can't just let someone stomp all over you, so you have to do something strategic, some type of action. And I'm not condoning Putin in any way, but when you look at all the cards, it makes sense. So this is sudden for you? This is all of a sudden, right? And maybe the administration knew all this stuff was going to happen. I'm talking about media, really. I'm talking about media, and I'm talking about people, and I'm talking about the just big outcry of World War III that I'm hearing that I'm just so annoyed with right now. All right, meanwhile, guys, I want to move on to the trucker convoy that's happening in America now, near D.C., surrounding D.C., like a loop around D.C., I guess they're making. They've called for the National Guard. They've approved the National Guard. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin approved requests from the U.S. Capitol Police and the D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency to extend previously approved National Guard support in the district, including around the U.S. Capitol area. Those were quotes, according to a statement from Press Secretary John Kirby. That's fine. You know, at first when I read this and I've seen this and I saw, you know, I'm in DFW, so even on 35W, which is a freeway going north and south here on the west side of DFW. Anyway, I saw on bridges, you know, welcoming the Freedom Convoy or whatever, and I didn't really think anything of it because obviously we're in DFW. Texas doesn't really have any problems with this stuff because, well, we've been quote-unquote free from COVID restrictions for a while now, a long time, you know. And I was thinking, like, what cities and what counties are still under this, are still dealing with this stuff? Because it's a freedom convoy for COVID, right? Vaccinations and stuff like that. I've been in my own little bubble in Texas, and I thought maybe we were done with it. Apparently not. Apparently this is still a thing, you know? This is still going on. People are freaking just cut down, restricted, and some of them still have to be forced to get vaccinations. I think New York City just literally just now lifted more COVID restrictions, so what the heck? And then I've talked about this on the show before. You know, I think two episodes ago, my brother, man, he is living in Washington State, and they still have restrictions. As far as I know, last I checked, this is like a week ago. So he still has to wear a mask everywhere, and, you know, they ask for your vaccine certification to get into a lot of restaurants. It's still going on. This is still happening. So I'm amazed, and I've always wondered if people in that situation at this point are just like cool with it now, or do they know what it's like, you know, in another state? The difference is that's just such a dramatic difference. So it just surprises me that they wouldn't see that. Similar to how Russians may see Putin or may not see Putin. They may see him as a bad guy. They may see him as a good guy. Who knows? Because of the media. They may see him like that. I don't know. I don't know, man. But anyway, after I thought about this stuff and I was, you know, thinking about, well, what the heck are they even here for? I thought America was pretty much done with that stuff. Then I run across something that's happening right now that, so apparently, hear me out, Navy SEALs were being denied from being deployed because of their vaccination status. That was current. That was happening. A federal judge in Texas actually blocked it. So he basically said, nah, you're crazy. Well, this same defense secretary that I just mentioned earlier with the Freedom Convoy is also involved in this. In the 42-page filing, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin argued that by not receiving the vaccine, SEALs were put at a higher risk of needing medical evacuation, in quotes, and it could impair the ability to safely and effectively work, in quotes. Okay, Mr. Lloyd Austin, I want to see if he would actually do what these SEALs are going to do. That's all I have to say about that. The Navy SEAL, maybe he's just going to be undercover somewhere at a desk job. I have no idea how that crap works. Maybe he's actually doing what all the movies portray them doing, like underwater freaking sniping. I don't know. Whatever. Either way, it's something that this guy probably wouldn't do. Most people wouldn't do anyway, and can't do for that matter. Navy SEALs are freaking the highest of high as far as Navy goes, as far as a lot of the other militaries go. They're on another level, performance-wise, stamina-wise, endurance-wise, all of that. They're just amazing human beings. So, and to say that they're going to give a crap about when they go out in the field, you know, and potentially are getting shot at or whatever, or in a high stress situation, they're going to care about a vaccine that they did or didn't get, you know, it blows my mind. It's beyond me. I don't know why the heck that matters at all. So, Lloyd Austin, why don't you be a Navy SEAL then, because apparently you care about vaccination so much. You're vaccinated. I can see it. I mean, I could... You know what? I'm assuming that he's vaccinated. What if he's not? That'd be great. Would be hilarious, and I wouldn't be surprised with all the hypocrisy we've seen from politicians and mainstream media in the last 2 years, for sure. The department also noted that from 2015 to 2021, the Navy received 83 religious exemption requests for vaccines. Since COVID-19 vaccination, the Navy has received more than 4,000 religious exemption requests. The reason it's stating this stuff is because these same Navy SEALs, about 20 of them, sorry guys, I'm looking it up real quick just to make sure that I know what I'm talking about. Fact checking myself as we go, because I'm alone in this podcast. One man band, know what I'm saying? The department also noted, yeah, so basically what they're saying is these Navy SEALs are requesting religious exemption, and this guy, Lloyd Austin, is trying to basically block that. He's trying to say that the federal judge ruling from Texas judge, is wrong, so he's trying to appeal that because he originally blocked the deployment vaccination issue. And then Lloyd Austin's over here like, no, I want to appeal that, and then also block them from being deployed. This is insanity. It's just a lot of bureaucracy that doesn't need to happen. And imagine this. This is where your tax money is going. It's going to the absolute stupidity and back and forth rhetoric of these guys. Dude, I'm going to remember that name for a while. Lloyd Austin. Wow. That guy. What a guy. Anyway, so we move on to another article stating the same type of stuff, of course. It's by The Hill. Pentagon asked the Supreme Court to let it curb unvaccinated Navy SEAL deployments. It's interesting how the different headlines are. So if I go back to the article I was reading earlier, look at this. This is a justthenews.com article, which I have seen maybe once or twice, this website. But I use, so guys, before you bash me for all my articles and all my sources and say I'm stupid and where the heck are you getting this information from, I use ground.news or just ground news. But if you go to the website, it's ground.news. They have an app that's ground news as well on all devices. It is the number one source that I use for all my news articles. It aggregates all the different sources for any single story that you can find, right? So whenever I go to ground news and I see top stories and I see whatever stories I'm going to talk about and I decide, you know what, I choose these. Ground news, I choose you. Anyway, Pokemon joke, that was super nerdy, I apologize. Look, they aggregate them all, they give you the left and right bias, they give you the center bias, they give you all that, they spread it out all over the place for you and they tell you here you go. Here's 20 news outlets that have the same exact story, and then you can go and you can trace and you can find where the story actually came from. That's why I like ground news. I like ground news. I don't like reading, like the article that I read earlier that I probably shouldn't have from the source. Look, I read it at Financial Post. Turns out it's from Reuters originally. Well, turns out Reuters says it's from the, let me go back and read it just right, so it's not paraphrasing. Two people familiar with the matter. So that's what I'm talking about right there. That type of stuff, that chain of where it comes from and the sourcing and all that crap. You got to pay attention to that. Otherwise, you're just reading, you know, gobbledygook, as it were. That was who would say that, you know, like Cindy Lou Who or some crap. The Grinch. Yeah, anyway, guys, that's what I wanted to talk about, and the different headlines here after I went into that long tangent, that rant, I'm sorry. Biden administration appeals to Supreme Court to stop unvaccinated Navy SEAL deployments. Now, look at this. That headline makes sense. It's straight up. It tells you what's happening. Biden administration appeals to Supreme Court to stop unvaccinated Navy SEAL deployments, and that's what I just told you. I told you the story. I told you what's happening. That is what's happening. Pentagon asks Supreme Court to let it curb unvaccinated Navy SEAL deployments. What? Let me read that again on the Hill and see if you understand what they're trying to say. Pentagon asks Supreme Court to let it curb unvaccinated Navy SEAL deployments. So it's very interesting how they want to spin these. That's the only reason I read these headlines like this is to show you guys, again, the framing of news outlets, because I'm all over that. I love talking about that. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And once you have ground news and you go and see all these freaking sources for news, you'll know. You'll see the headlines. You'll be like, what the hell is this? You know, the differences is insane. And then you know how they're trying to frame it, and then you know what they're shooting for whenever you read the article. It is crazy. That's all I got for you guys today. That is it. That's supposed to be a short segment. I'm sure I talked for way longer than I needed to, but that is the episode today. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and if you haven't already, please subscribe to the show or follow us on Spotify and leave us a freaking review, because that does actually help. That's all I need right now is reviews. In the meantime, you can go follow me. That's at The Real Sky Day on Twitter, and see you guys next time. Toasty.